This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 27th June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and sunny today, perfect for outdoor activities in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. As night falls, expect mild temperatures, making it a pleasant evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, a nurse from Beilinson Hospital, Saja Talawi, was convicted of incitement to terror. She justified the October 7th attack in a post. This comes from Israel Hayom in the past hour. Her conviction may spark debates on freedom of speech and security within medical environments. Also, Iran claims to have struck U.S.-linked targets. They warned Gulf states not to assist in attacks. This is according to the Jerusalem Post. Earlier this hour, the statement follows increased tensions between Iran and the U.S. in the region, raising concerns over escalating conflict. Also this hour, Iran has condemned U.S. actions as a blatant violation of an agreement. Times of Israel reports that Hezbollah supporters protested in Beirut against the Israel-Lebanon deal. This illustrates ongoing unrest and the fragile nature of regional agreements. Separately, the Israel-Lebanon agreement sets a roadmap for future peace. YNET reports this afternoon that the U.S. military will oversee the agreement. This deal could be a significant step towards long-term stability, but challenges remain. And finally, Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. Axios reported this incident from earlier today. Such actions threaten to unravel recent negotiations and could reignite conflict in the region. Reaction has been swift on social media. Rachel Moisel, an activist, expressed horror at anti-Semitic stickers found next to a dying Jewish patient's bed. She posted, just minutes ago, highlighting the resurgence of anti-Semitism in the West. Bahrain, via its state news agency, condemned Iranian drone attacks on its territory. This was reported by Al Arabiya English 40 minutes ago, asserting Bahrain's right to defend its sovereignty. Meanwhile, I24NEWS English reported earlier today that Israel and Lebanon signed a US-backed framework agreement. This ties the IDF withdrawal to Hezbollah disarmament, marking a pivotal moment in regional diplomacy. Turning to business and markets. First, Israeli health tech firm Pulse and More saw its shares soar over 200%. Ynet Business reported the surge 52 hours ago, citing strong investor interest in its FDA-cleared home ultrasound system in the U.S. market. Separately, gaming unicorn Moon Active has signed a significant lease in Givatayim. CTEC reported this 51 hours ago. The 10-year lease in Israel's tallest skyscraper is valued at approximately $1.10 million, marking a major investment in local infrastructure. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlighted a new trend in beauty products. A Disney-inspired cream blush is taking the market by storm, alongside a revolutionary new hairdryer. This reflects the ongoing fusion of pop culture and consumer goods. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.